Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. When we come back after the break, we'll be speaking with Ms. Felicia Paul about the five things every businesswoman should know about networking.
This is Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, VP of Ideas at People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. And I'd like to personally invite you to our third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This event on May 4th will include a fashion show hosted and produced by Renee Knorr, former Ebony Fashion Fair model. We have some phenomenal speakers lined up who will talk about the power that women bring to the table, leadership, how to win like a champion, door prizes, giveaways, and more. So come out and be inspired. At People You Need to Know magazine, we believe when women succeed, the nation prospers. Get your tickets now at upliftwomen2013.eventbrite.com or call 770-964-1000. That's 770-964-1000.
It's the Spring Summit to empower women, the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. Saturday, May 4th. Call 770-964-1000.
Welcome back to Spark Plug Radio. My guest today migrated to the U.S. from her native land of Trinidad and Tobago in 1996. She attended the Kentucky College of Business and is a certified cash flow consultant and a certified mortgage specialist. Presently, she is a Sapphire Executive in OrganoGold International. We're honored to welcome back to Spark Plug Radio, Ms. Felicia Paul. Felicia, how are you today?
I am absolutely coffee vicious this morning. How are you?
Fantastic and trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about the five things every businesswoman should know about networking?
Absolutely.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Go ahead.
Felicia, when a businesswoman first walks into a networking event, what can she do immediately to command her space in a room and have people saying, who is that and what does she do?
Well, this is something that I definitely want all women to pay attention to because it's something that a lot of us miss. Owning a room is something that all women have the ability to do, spark plug. And the number one thing that women need to learn to do more is to smile. Show your teeth. Show your pearly whites. It lets people know that you're completely approachable and make eye contact. There's a huge misconception that successful businesswomen are all, but we're not very nice people sometimes. One of the reasons for that misconception is that women don't smile enough. You know, it's quite disarming, really, and it lets people know that you're a happy person and you're happy to meet with them. Another very important thing is your carriage, more commonly known as your posture. Keeping your back upright and walking with your neck elongated, it gives you a very regal look. Of course, being well-groomed and manicured and pedicured is absolutely important because people see you before they hear you, and your first impression is actually what they're going to see. Who is this woman walking into the room? Who is this regal creature? I want to meet her. She's smiling. She's happy. So Those are some of the things that every woman should understand about walking into a room. People see you at the doorway, so let them know that you're inviting. Smile. Carry yourself with great posture, and everybody's going to want to gravitate towards you.
Beautiful. Felicia, what is the best way for a businesswoman to make a great and lasting impression at a large or small networking function?
Well, one thing she has to do, well, I'm going to start off with that smile again because that's important. It's going to sound redundant, but smiling is very important. And she needs to make it a point to walk up to as many people as she can during the course of the evening, you know, speaking a little bit above the chatter and introducing herself. And when you're introducing yourself to someone, you want to smile first, pay them a genuine compliment, and ask the person something about themselves. maybe, well, what do you do? Now, this is the key. This is one of the keys. You have to be genuinely interested in that person and give them your full attention. When you're speaking with someone, you don't want your eyes wandering around the room. It's very disrespectful. And that person understands that you're really not interested in them. So you give them your attention. 9 times out of 10, when they're done talking and they ask you what you do, they'll actually listen to what you're saying because you were courteous enough to listen to them. You know, have your pitch ready. Of course, you have to be prepared. So have your pitch ready and remember to practice it enough so when you're speaking to someone, it comes across very, very natural. Successful networking, spark plug, as we all know, is about building relationships. And relationships take time. It's not done overnight. When you are genuinely interested in the other person and you truly care about people, it becomes a lot easier to develop relationships a lot faster. Listen more, talk less. That's why God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. And, you know, you have to remember that a person's own name is the most beautiful sound to their ear. Use it several times in speaking to them, and that opens up many, many doors because now they feel very important that you even remember their name.
All right. Well, when it comes to networking and making new business connections, what is the one thing a serious-minded businesswoman should never leave home without?
Her tools. What are her tools? Again, I'm going to say it again, her smile. And, of course, she wants to be prepared with adequate business cards. A lot of women walk into networking events and then they become very nervous because they're always trying to figure out if they have everything that they need. Preparation is so key. So have your business cards ready, and also a small notepad would be great. If the person hands you a business card and it's one you can write on, that's great. Turn the business card over and take a couple little notes about that person. They may tell you about their family, because when you're following up with that person, it really adds a lot of value, you know, to the conversation. When you can bring up things that they mentioned, maybe their children has a ball game. People talk about a lot of different things. So have a notepad handy to write something down about that person. And you definitely, definitely want to make sure that, you know, when you follow up, the key reminder, so preparation for an event is one thing. You want to make sure you're leaving the house with the tools that you need. That way you have a lot more confidence when you're at the event.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about attire. When it comes to networking at a higher level, is there such a thing as networking fashion? And if so, what are some of the do's and don'ts about fashion that every businesswoman should know about?
Ah, yes, Sparkplug. This is my favorite topic, one of my favorite topics, fashion, because I do love clothes and I love shoes. You know, I really long to see more women truly, truly understand what it is to be a woman. When you're attending any networking event, in order to gauge what you should wear, what would be appropriate, you want to find out what the dress code is, of course. You don't want to show up to a business networking event dressed as if you're going to a fashion event. No, it's two completely different things. So know what a networking event is about. A nice pantsuit, not tight-fitting at all, because you're not selling your goods. You're selling yourself. Not your goods, you know. A beautifully tailored dress to the knees is okay. Above the knees and you're getting into, you know, the mini territory. And again, that takes away from your face because if you're in a mixed room with men and women, of course, you know, men are sometimes easily distracted. If you're putting out a business, you want people to take you seriously as a businesswoman, you have to dress appropriately. And that's, you know, that's okay for a separate event, maybe a fashion networking event, but not for a business event.
Go ahead.
You want to wear a stud, no big flashy jewelry, and pump. Some of the don'ts when you're going to a networking event, flats are really not too appropriate for a business event. Pumps or heels, stilettos, if you want to, some very nice ones. adds a lot to what you're wearing. So it uplifts your presence in a room. It truly, truly does. And as for women, please, we should not be afraid to dress like women wearing a little bit of color. You know, so some of the don'ts, I'm not going to go over them. Short skirts are a no-no. Cleavage, please, ladies, keep your beautiful tucked in. It takes away from your, it's a huge distraction. Nothing too tight, and flats, no-no.
All right. Well, very briefly, how can a businesswoman always make sure that she gets the most out of every networking experience?
Well, the best way that a woman can get the most out of a networking event is to know what her goals are for attending that event. If you know what your purpose for attending the event is, well, you'll be more prepared when you get there, of course. The most amazing networker I have ever known said these words that I will never forget. In life, we don't get what we want, we get what we picture. Do you picture yourself smiling when you meet people? Do you picture yourself, you know, generating good leads when you get there? You know, do you picture them coming over to you and saying hello? Do you picture yourself making great contacts? If you don't, you need to. If you practice what your event is going to be like and you're picturing yourself already there, it gives you completely different posture when you get there. Your carriage is different. You're so full of confidence that you're going to walk into that room. You're going to know what you're going to, you already know what to expect from the event. Fear in networking situations, spark plug, comes from lack of preparation. So a woman needs to understand, make sure before you walk out the door of your house, you have all your tools, your smile. You put your foot in the doorway when you get there. Breathe, smile, and own the room.
All right. Well, tell us very quickly, before we bring this interview to a close, why did you decide to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine?
Well, I decided to advertise my business in People to Know magazine because I've been reading it for a few years now, and I don't throw the magazines away. I'm always very interested in the women that I see on there because they're beautiful, number one. In every color, every fashion, they're all so beautiful. And when I see them, I want to know who they are. I'm interested in them. And the magazine really, really does a great job at promoting women business owners. And I wanted to be one of them after looking at them for such a long time. And you are an amazing person, Sparklove. You're an amazing person. I really do admire what you do for women in the community. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to be up to advertising in People You Need to Know magazine.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me. My phone number is 404-734-2627. My email is hotforjava@gmail.com. And I am in the Atlanta area. I'm available for meetings with those who want to do meetings one-on-one, anyone who wants to book me for an event. So that is how I can be reached.
All right. Well, Ms. Felicia Paul, a Sci-Fire executive in Organo Go International, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you very much. It was my absolute pleasure being on here with you today.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another beautiful job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.